Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Today, we mark a significant anniversary in India's defense history, one that showcases the country's resolve to protect its citizens from the scourge of terrorism. Operation Sindoor, launched on the night of May 6 to 7, 2025, was a precision military strike against 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir in retaliation for the Pahalgam terror attack that claimed the lives of 26 civilians on 22 April 2025. This operation, which eliminated at least 100 terrorists, including key targets such as the James HQ at Bahawalpur and Let's Base at Muridke, signifies India's deepest military campaign since 1971. The Prime Minister has changed his X display picture to Operation Sindoor to commemorate this event, and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has led the commemorations, terming it a powerful symbol of national resolve. But why does this matter? It demonstrates India's commitment to defending its sovereignty and the safety of its people, sending a strong message to those who would seek to undermine these principles. What makes this significant is the scale and precision of the operation, which underscores the capabilities of India's military and its determination to act against threats from across the border. Moving on to the realm of international relations, India has elevated its ties with Vietnam to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership, the highest diplomatic tier India extends. This development occurred during Vietnamese President Tu Lam's state visit to India on 6 May 2026. The two nations have set a new bilateral trade target of $25 billion by 2030, up from the current approximately $16 billion, with India exporting around $6.11 billion and importing around $10.35 billion from Vietnam. This partnership is crucial for India's strategic and economic interests in the region. And here is something that surprises many students. India's External Affairs Minister, S. Jaishankar, made the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian External Affairs Minister to any Caribbean nation when he visited Jamaica from May 2 to 4, 2026. This visit aimed at strengthening India-CARICOM relations and India's Global South outreach, signaling India's expanding diplomatic footprint. Now, let us turn to economic developments. The Union Cabinet has approved the Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme, ECLGS 5.0, with a corpus of 18,100 crore, enabling an additional credit flow of 2.55 lakh crore. This scheme targets MSMEs and airlines stressed by the West Asia conflict, offering them a 100% guarantee, a 5-year loan, and a 1-year moratorium. For airlines, 5,000 crore has been earmarked, with a 7-year loan and a 2-year moratorium. The ECLGS was first launched during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, highlighting the government's efforts to support businesses during times of crisis. Crucially, the DPIT has revised the FDI framework for border countries, identifying 40 subsectors across 6 main segments for expedited FDI clearance from land border countries within a mandatory 60-day timeline. These segments include capital goods, electronic capital goods, advanced battery components, polysilicon and wafers, rare earth processing, and permanent magnets. Each ministry will have a dedicated FDI cell, headed by a joint secretary-rank nodal officer, to streamline this process. It is worth pausing here to note that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCA, has also approved a 1,570 crore ship repair facility at Vadinar, Gujarat, to be jointly developed by the Deendayal Port Authority, DPA, and Cochin Shipyard Limited, CSL. This facility will have a 650-meter jetty and 2 large floating dry docks, with the capacity to repair vessels up to 300 meters, significantly enhancing India's ship repair capabilities. The project is expected to generate around 290 direct and 1,100 indirect jobs. Furthermore, the CCEA has approved railway multi-tracking projects worth 23,437 crore to expand capacity on high-traffic rail corridors under PM Gati Shakti, underscoring the government's focus on infrastructure development. India's railway network is the fourth largest in the world, and this initiative will play a critical role in enhancing the efficiency and capacity of the rail network. Now, let us look at the monetary policy front. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, is reviewing its inflation target, with Deputy Governor Poonam Gupta indicating that India may consider lowering the inflation target and narrowing the 2% tolerance band if growth remains robust. The current framework includes a 4% CPI target with a 2% band, set under Flexible Inflation Targeting, FIT, adopted in 2016. The RBI projects FY27 headline inflation at 4.6%. Remember this number, the current inflation target is 4% with a 2% band. In another significant development, Rohit Jain has been appointed as RBI Deputy Governor for 3 years, succeeding T. Ravi Shankar. Jain was previously an Executive Director at the RBI. Moving on to the polity and governance sector, the Union Cabinet has cleared an amendment to the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act, 1971, making insult or obstruction to the singing of Vande Mataram, the national song, a punishable offence, with penalties of up to 3 years imprisonment, or fine, or both. Vande Mataram was composed by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee and first sung at the 1896 Indian National Congress session. The Supreme Court has also expanded the definition of acid attack victims under the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, RPWD, Act, 2016, to include survivors who were forcibly made to consume acid and suffer internal injuries without external disfigurement. This ruling has retrospective effect from 2016, enabling existing survivors to access disability benefits and rehabilitation support. Niti Aayog has launched the Central Prabhari Officer, CPO, portal to enable real-time mobile-based reporting under the Aspirational Districts Program and the Aspirational Blocks Program, strengthening last-mile service delivery monitoring. Now, let us turn to the science and technology sector. Galaxy, a Bangalore-based IIT Madras startup, has launched Mission Drishti, the world's first satellite combining optical and synthetic aperture radar, SAR, sensors on a single platform, via SpaceX Falcon 9 from Vandenberg, California. This satellite weighs around 190 kilograms and is placed in a sun-synchronous LEO orbit at approximately 500 kilometers, with a resolution of 1.2 to 1.8 meters. This achievement is facilitated by InSpace. India and Japan have signed an MoSE on medical devices and a letter of intent on quantum science and technology, linked to India's National Quantum Mission, which was approved in 2023 with a budget of 6,003 crore. The IIT Madras Global Research Foundation has also established its first US center in Menlo Park, California, focused on deep tech startups and India's innovation partnerships. In the environment sector, the Environment Minister has launched the website and logo for the first International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA, summit, to be held on June 1 to 2, 2026, in New Delhi. The IBCA was founded in 2023 and is headquartered in India, covering 7 big cat species across 95 range countries. Regarding social issues, the NCRB's ATSI 2024 report indicates that India recorded 170,746 suicides in 2024, down slightly from 171,418 in 2023. Missing children cases rose by 7.8% to 98,375, with girls accounting for 75,603 and boys for 22,768 of these cases. In the realm of history and culture, a 16th century Telugu inscription has been found at Tadipatri, Andhra Pradesh, recording an act of devotion from the Vijayanagar period. This discovery was made by historian Maina Swami. Now, let us look at some notable achievements in the world of sports. India has won the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, defeating New Zealand by 96 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. This victory marks a record third T20 World Cup title for India, making it the first team to defend the title and the first to win as the host nation. In tennis, Jannik Sinner of Italy has become the first player in history to win 5 consecutive ATP Masters 1000 titles, achieving this feat by winning the Madrid Open 2026. He defeated Alexander Zverev 6-1, 6-2 in the final. At the BWF Thomas Anoba Cup Finals 2026 in Horsens, Denmark, China won the Thomas Cup, while South Korea won the Ober Cup. India secured a bronze medal in the Thomas Cup. The Laureus Awards 2026 have been announced, with Carlos Alcaraz of Spain being named the Laureus World Sportsman 2026 and Aryna Sablenka of Belarus being named the Laureus World Sportswoman 2026. Magnus Carlsen of Norway has won the inaugural FIDE Freestyle World Championship 2026, a chess tournament with randomized openings, held in Weissenhaus, Germany. Vaishnavi Adkar, an Indian tennis player, has become the first Indian woman since Sania Mirza in 2009 to reach a major ITF women's singles final. As we conclude, remember that these current affairs are not just news items but are also significant for your UPSC and state PCs preparation. They reflect the dynamics of governance, diplomacy, economy, science, and culture that shape our world and our country. Stay informed, and we will continue to guide you through the complexities of current affairs, making your preparation more effective and engaging.